Welcome back, everyone, to the last song on 100 Proof Neon. Very excited to talk today about that. Good Bartender. Very excited. This is a song. I really like this song. I really like this album. Can't wait to dive into this album. It's going to be sometime next month in February where we will be diving into that and release that, finish off the season. Good Bartender, 100 Proof Neon. So there's 11 songs on this album. Something that you're going to notice, a lot of heartbroken songs, a lot of drinking. Not a whole lot of positivity. There's some positivity on this album, and one of which is this song. There's a couple other ones, Two Steppers, Waltzes and Shuffles, Honky Tonk Skin for sure. If Love Ever Comes My Way Again, it's got some. And, you know, this song, it's down in the dumps, but it's also reflecting on the positive sides of being out, drinking, that kind of thing. And this is just really a great jamming out, drinking, party song. Love this song, really. And going to get maybe into why I like it. I mean, very interesting to have this as the closer. Very interesting. You know, a lot of the Brooks and Dunn songs have been a little bit more of throwaways. They're not really the most standout type of songs. On that Hardworking Man, for instance, you've got the club mix version of Boot Scoot and Boogie. I don't remember what is the song right before that, but I, you know, if I did, I think I would, it probably would be a song I more like. And, you know, typically the song that's on the last song in an album, if it was an older rock song, it'd be like a really, maybe a longer song, maybe a slower song, you know, and, you know, with a country song, typically it wouldn't be a song like this where it's just an upbeat, fun song. Now, obviously it's got a lot of lower points to it, but, you know, as far as, you know, that's more the narrator in it. But as far as like the mood, it's a fun upbeat song. So interesting there. The tune, very similar to Broken Neon Hearts, which is the first song. So maybe they did that kind of as a put it at the first song and last song type of a thing. But I'll get into that a little bit later. This song is written by Bob DePiro, Josh Thompson, and Lee Thomas Miller. A little bit about those guys. Josh Thompson, country music artist, born in 1973, actually just turned 45, born in Wisconsin. His debut single, Beer on the Table, was released in 2009, peaked at number 17 country. And his debut album, Way Out Here, was released in February of 2010, peaked at number 9 country. His most recent album was Change, the Lost Record, released in April of 2017. His song, Blame It on Waylon, is currently his top song in Spotify and his overall most popular song. And I also really like that song. It's probably my favorite song by him, one of his more older songs. Miller is a country music songwriter born in Nicholasville, Kentucky. Some of the songs he's written include You're Gonna Miss This, I Just Want to Be Mad, In Color, and Southern Girl. His first songwriting credit was a charted song. For a charted song was Days of America by Blackhawk. He is currently the president of the Board of Nashville Songwriter Association International. Interesting. Bob DePiro may have recognized him. He actually was a co-writer on Wink, which we reviewed last year. Great song. That was in 1994. But before then, he was born in 1951 in Youngstown, Ohio. Shout out to Ohio, 71 years young, graduated from Youngstown State University in the 1970s, moved to Nashville in 1979. In 1983, his first hit as a songwriter was with the Oak Ridge Boys' American Maid. He had a lot of his hits in the 90s, like I said, Wink. 2003, You Can't Take the Honky Tonk Out of the Girl by Brooks and Dunn. was a song that he wrote, 2014, Drunk Americans by Toby Keith, 2020, Me About Me by Ray Lynn. These are just a sum of his co-writes that he's had throughout the decades that are singles. So good bartender here. No mistake here what they did. They did not try to hide it, I don't think. They really found something special in this tune for Broken Neon Hearts. And really, they did not change it much. So here's the intro for Broken Neon Hearts. All right, now here's the intro to Good Bartender. Good Bartender. You know, you hear that guitar, it's like, or is the Broken Neon Hearts? That's essentially what they're doing there. There's just a little break in that guitar for the Good Bartender. So the verse, Ronnie Dunn, he's shouting out here, "Happy hour was a big letdown." Funny line here, perfect for this album. Happy hour, you know, it wasn't happy for him, is what he's kind of getting at. Almost midnight, and I still miss her. Love that too, because you know, clock strikes midnight is a classic phrase, and clock is striking midnight here on this album. And you know, he still misses her. That's the now I know the mood is positive, but that's kind of what they're going out with, is that he's still misses her, hasn't, you know, he's not moved on or anything like that. And the only thing that can help him off, help this guy out, is a good bartender. Sort of stays away from this loop, I think, during the chorus. It just kind of goes into more of a guitar riff, goes into more of that intro after the chorus. He says, "The hands of time are working way too slow," referring to, of course, "time heals all wounds" phrase. Chorus here, man, what a big belty chorus. Forget the guitar, the steel, background vocals, don't need it. Don't need it here. All you need is Ronnie Dunn singing his heart out, because he needs a good bartender. And he's got some qualifications, which include a heavy hand, someone that's known the needs of a heartbroken man, and he needs more than this ice. He needs more than to sit there and watch this ice disappear. Kind of a interesting line when you hear it in the song. You know, it flows real well. But you look at it and you're like, huh? That's kind of what he's getting at. His drink, his liquor, whatever it is, whiskey on ice, his liquor's gone. And he don't want to sit there and watch his ice depressingly, disappear into water. Second verse here, another neon reference. Most of the songs, I wish every song on this album mentioned neon, although there is a cover of The Blade, so that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mention neon. So that's probably it. There's at least that one. I don't know which other ones don't mention neon. I think there's more than that. But anyways, nothing too special about this verse, but it's fun. And you know what? I like it. Like this verse. Album needs some of this positivity here to end this album. And it's got things like, it, you know, kind of similar to the second verse here in the Broken Neon Hearts. Bands playing every party song they know. In Broken Neon Hearts, they were talking about playing Miami. Get a lot of O's for Ronnie Dunn in this song. He seems like he's just kind of, well, he didn't write the song, but they're adding them in there just for fun at this point. The stage is set. Oh, for a big bar, or for a big time bender, I need a good bartender. So that's a funny little thing. A lot of O's, especially in this chorus. You look at this verse. I mean, I cannot remember a Brooks and Dunn or Ronnie Dunn song where there's this many O's. I mean, yeah, it doesn't really feel like a Ronnie Dunn written song, but like it just goes well with them for some reason. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Ain't Nothing About You, because that was a song not written by Ronnie Dunn and does not really sound like a song that Ronnie Dunn would write. But you know what? It fits his voice very well. And I think the song fits him very well. The chorus got coming on here again. And I think that they added the steel guitar a little bit more prominently in this second chorus. I like that a lot. You know, it's not just some sort of a belty bro country party song, party anthem. It's got some steel guitar in there. A little mini verse 3 adds on a few more good bartender qualifications here. Someone who's felt like me. That's kind of similar to something they said earlier. Seen rock bottom from the driver's seat. Yeah, so he's kind of really pointing out, you know, you had to have felt like me, had to have been at rock bottom here. I really like this whole idea. I mean, this guy's, he's heartbroken. He's at a bar. And essentially, this is the last person that he's turned into. Probably, you know, I'm guessing this album, if you're thinking about a human being here, it's kind of like, that's his last straw. Is he's turning to the bartender to maybe have a little bit of a conversation, but also just pour him some liquor, you know, and have some empathy for him. Maybe share a story of a hard time before he heads on back home or whatever. So, and then you get this last chorus here and get a little bit of a different way that he sings the last line here. I need a good bartender. I can't do it like him, but sings more of a singing than the other ones, a little bit different of a tone on the good bartender. Like that really does it well. And the last line he repeats there. 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Think it's an appropriate length for this song. It's definitely one that I've been playing a lot. It was in my top 5 actually songs this year that I played. It really snuck up on me. It was really one I was jamming out to. Yeah, and this is going to be a top contender, really. This is going to be in the top tier of the 100 Proof Neon songs. One of the top Ronnie Dunn songs, really, that he's ever done, and especially on this album. So I'm not sure if it can pass Broken Neon Hearts. It's going to be right up there with it. There's about 5. I think there's probably about 5 songs that are in maybe a category of their own that I think are real solid songs on this album. And this is definitely one of them. Just a solid song overall. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, we got a little time here. Got a little time to change up the rankings. But that's it for 100 Proof Neon on the song reviews. And got the one more music video review. And on to the